HarvestHome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is April 3rd, 2012. This is episode 71 of the To-Do List Home Podcast. Song a day, another way to make hay. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland. It was written in response to the U.S. entry into the Second World War and was inspired in part by a famous 1942 speech where Vice President Henry A. Wallace proclaimed the dawning of the century of the common man. I suppose this was before most of the common man of that era, apparently 62 million common men, women, and children, were killed during the Second World War. But this song, to me, I think, gives a bit of inspiration as to what can arise from the ashes of such tragedy. Watch and listen through the links that can be found in the show notes. I've provided some extra information about this magical piece of music, depending on how you look at it. Whatever it may be, it is not a call to war, but a call to rising above the circumstances. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance. Retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad or even if they don't. Todolisthome.com is your stop for home and life projects. We save you money and time. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list. Share your to-do list ideas with us. Our home projects and endeavors for making a better life become stories of how we put past experiences and research together to present you home, work, and life projects with a purpose. It's not always important what we do, but it should always be important why we do the things we do. Stop and think about it sometimes, especially if you're trying to make a better life. So, on our to-do list today is Song of the Day, Another Way to Make Hay. And what does this mean? Well, I live my life for the journey that it is. I've got one chance, and it's important to rejoice in all the high notes and low notes along the way. Music represents how I want to live my life. We listen to music not to hear the final notes, but to enjoy all of the notes along the way. We're keeping track of things to do for a better life. The goal is not to reach a better life at some unknown time in the future, but to value every day along the journey. And music helps me, at least, along this journey. The songs of the day are those that have helped me to make me who I am. And more importantly, the song of the day is typically some great music that helps me get through the day, and I want to share it with you. So far, in 71 episodes, there's a varied genre, but mostly it's music to shake your bones, or make you laugh, or make you cry. And it also helps to make doing the things on the to-do list more fun. I want you to share in that as well. Songs of the day are also, in a small way, part of my four-part plan for early retirement. The links that I provide in each day's show notes to Amazon allow you to listen to 30 seconds and decide if you wish to own such music. I've decided that that wasn't enough, but if you do purchase the music through my Amazon affiliate link, then I earn a possible 6 cents or so per song. Of course, it's not much, but with the system in place and the way it works and the connectivity, it costs me nothing to add one for each episode. Retiring early is dependent on creating alternative revenue streams, and this allows me to experiment. Recently, since the music I find is what I consider to be great music, I have added the links to the full videos that I can find for the songs of the day to YouTube. I love watching the artists present and do their stuff, and You know, music is more than just trying to get 6 cents off a song. I believe it's important to give you an idea of why I pick the songs I do, and there's really no better way of doing that other than showing you the videos. Since I was a kid, I used to love trying to watch bootleg MTV, closet classics from the 60s, of all them videos of all my favorite 60s rock bands, and that was before I grew in my genre of taste for music. So what I present to you, I promise to be good stuff. It also opens your mind to the plethora of great free music available on the web. This music isn't mine, it isn't yours, it isn't anybody's. It's out there, and you can watch it, and you can enjoy it, and there's just so much of it that there is no way. What I would like to see is when you come to todolisthome.com that, you know, you learn a little bit, you know, or try to correct some of my mistakes. But, you know, some of the music, you can't go wrong with it. And if you go to the downloads page on todolisthome.com, I have a special link there just for songs of the day. And what I promise to do is I'm going to reorganize that particular page, the songs of the day, that will not only have the short Amazon 30-second link, but I'll also include a link next to each song of the YouTube video that I can find for that. I've been finding some real good treasures, and I really hope that you enjoy them. It's a lot of fun, and you know what? For me, I could come home someday, just turn on my own website, click on the videos that I want to watch, and chill out, and really feel good about, you know, living this life that we do. The song of the day also adds some uniqueness to the todolisthome.com. You know, it's a little bit of entertainment. Gives the artists themselves some extra exposure, which, you know, they might not have had otherwise. Not that that's much, but sure, it's better than nothing, and it costs nothing to do it. And if you like it, it's easy for you to share with others. For me, it's fun, and I'm finding new music all the time, whether it's old classical or new dance music. What I'm finding about myself, even though I'm 46 years old, I'm still continuing to grow, and the music is helping me to grow there. So as I mentioned, to celebrate, I'm going to provide links, and I'll make it a little more predominantly on a website of where you can find all these great songs of the days. So be sure to visit the todolisthome.com website, if for nothing else, a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of jazz, some classic, and just some of the best darn music that the world has ever seen. Now, if you might not like my taste in music at all, that's fine. I'm not going to put anything out there just because I think other people might like it. This is the kind of stuff that I like, and it's quite varied. Where I get these music ideas, it's pretty easy, and I want to turn you on to, if you haven't already, iTunes as a way to get turned on to some of their radio stations and music from around the world in a dozen and a half different genres is just blows your mind. There's just so much you don't know about music, and I thought I knew it all. There's also Pandora, and Pandora really started to open my eyes a bit last year when I first started to explore with Pandora and got turned on to some of the earlier music from the earlier episodes. You'll find some of those ideas came from Pandora, and Pandora's free. There's YouTube itself, which is, you know, just, there's no limit to it. You just cannot be held down within limits with the internet. And the more we realize that, the more we exercise this, the more we share with what we find around the world, the greater this planet grows. And then again, there's my famous hillbilly rock and roll catalog of music that mostly is Grateful Dead songs, but I've got a whole retinue of music from the 40s through the 2010s, and I look through my catalog every once in a while to think of some ideas for songs of the day and things that may, you know, fit that particular day or that particular project I'm working on. Where we go from here? Well, what I really like is that I'm able to adapt and grow with the website. I see that I just started with, you know, Amazon links. The idea was listen to the song, and if you like it, you could pay a dollar for a song and keep it and do with it what you like. But now we see some evolving here, and I'm going through the extra work of finding the song that I want to play for the day on YouTube, adding that, and it's the full cut version, and in most cases contains the original artist performing what they do best. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope you understand a little bit more about why there's a song of the day. This is how we get through our days. A song of the day, it's another way to make hay. That's it for today. Now go out and play.